Moncrief on News Talk.
This week, the White House released a video of the new Presidential Walk of Fame. It features portraits of previous presidents, but with one notable exception. Instead of a picture of Joe Biden, there's a picture of an auto pen, a device used for signing documents and letters. Simon Tierney is here to explain how this is evidence of Donald Trump's increasing maturity and how he's becoming more statesmanlike by the day. Good afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon, Sean.
So why is he doing this? This is like trolling. Really.
Yeah, this is deep level trolling. But it also speaks to the long held resentments that Trump holds, which again we saw today with the indictment of former FBI director James Comey. He holds grudges. He's the grudge master. And the reason he's doing this in relation to Biden, to try and undermine his presidency, of course, which he always felt was illegitimate from his perspective, is that a lot of the pardons or commutations that Biden delivered in the last few weeks of his presidency were to pardon the, how do I describe this, the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee, which was investigating the January 6th riots.
Mm, yeah.
And of course, Trump didn't agree with that.
But he wanted to inoculate them against future prosecution, really.
Exactly.
He wanted protecting them against Trump.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of his pardons were to kind of inoculate any future indictments. Trump doesn't agree with that, and he believes that because the signatories on the commutations and pardons were done with an auto pen, therefore that renders them illegitimate. Now, there's big question marks over whether that claim is true or not. Just to explain to the listeners, like, this is a device that has been used for 200 years in the White House. Obviously, the technology has developed in those 200 years. Thomas Jefferson was the first to use some sort of copying machine for his autograph, for his signature. And Donald Trump, indeed, used and still uses an auto pen in his own White House. Now, to be fair to him, he doesn't use it for legislation or for pardons and commutations, but other presidents have.
Yeah. Okay. And so there was an example, I think, when Obama was out of the country and they needed to rush in something and they just did it with an auto pen.
Yeah. Obama, I think it was 2013, he was in France on presidential business and the Patriot Act was going to run out and needed to be extended. Often with American legislation, they kind of expire and you either have to extend them or not. And Obama wasn't going to make it back in time. So he asked his staff to roll out the auto pen and sign the legislation so that it wouldn't expire. The question as to whether what Obama did there and many other presidents did for signing legislation, is that legal or not? The Bush administration actually tested this with the Department of Justice in 2005, because Bush had a similar situation where he was out of the country. And the Department of Justice published an opinion to say that it was legal. The thing about commutations and pardons, particularly, is that in the Constitution, there's nothing to say that they actually have to be written down at all. They don't need to be put in writing, which I was a bit surprised to hear. The only thing that is required is that the subject of the commutation or the pardon accepts that pardon, as if they wouldn't ever accept a pardon.
No, leave me out. I am totally guilty.
So, like, Biden, I mean, it's extraordinary. I was going through the amount of pardons delivered by each president in history, and you kind of wonder which president has delivered the most. And I thought it was Biden, because he, like, let me just see here. He delivered 4,245 pardons and clemencies in the last weeks of his presidency. An extraordinary number.
Yeah.
But it was actually, what was his name? Oh, it escapes me now. Andrew Johnson, who was president, of course, after the Civil War. He delivered almost double that because of all the Confederate soldiers.
Yes,
and it was a
way
to kind of unify the country again. But the point that I'm trying to make, Sean, is that if Biden hadn't used an auto pen, was he going to sit down and personally sign over 4,000 documents? Mm. I mean, it's like he said this in his interview to the New York Times when he was defending his use of the auto pen in July just gone. He said, yeah, I did use it. It is legal. And the reason I used it is because there's such a vast number of documents that a president has to sign. And that's indeed why President Trump himself uses an auto pen to sign letters that are sent into the White House. You can imagine the mailroom in the White House gets so many. And if the president is going to answer all those, President Trump does use an auto pen to sign all those documents.
But is this really
those
more...
Those letters, I should say.
Is this
documents.
Really more about that Trump is implying that whether it was auto pen or not, that Biden was too gaga to understand what he was signing towards the end of his term?
Absolutely, yeah. So Trump is using this as yet another way to undermine and delegitimize the Biden presidency. He's trying to suggest that literally there was a robot doing the work, that Biden had kind of outsourced presidential power to some shadowy figures in the leftist deep state that were actually controlling the Biden administration. That's what he's trying to say with this. And he's using this kind of prank with the presidential walk of fame to do that.
You said it was Thomas Jefferson to first use that, use this machine or a version of this machine. Somebody's texted in to ask, surely it must have been an auto feather at the time rather than an auto pen.
Absolutely.
Dipping very lightly into the ink.
Yeah.
Simon, thanks a million. Simon Tierney there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.